This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Please lie down for this meditation, taking the most comfortable position possible for your pain. Do your best to find a place where you can relax your shoulders and your belly, and no particular muscles are needed to hold you up. Take a few deep breaths to give yourself a chance to arrive here and relax. Close your eyes if you can. We're going to do a nice, slow body scan and pay attention to the sensations we feel in each part of the body. Pain is trying to get your attention, and we will give it some attention, but part of this practice is about learning to pay attention to the quieter, more neutral parts of your body as well. Do your best to shift your attention from one body part to the next as we go. If your mind wanders, that's totally normal and okay. Just do your best to keep coming back to your body. Notice your body in space. Become aware of the sensations that you feel in your body. Certain areas may feel louder than others. You may become aware of your pain right away. That's okay. Your body is pointing you toward areas of pain, so allow yourself to notice them. Remind yourself that there is no danger right now. There's nothing to be done. Your brain is simply giving you a pain signal. See if you can get curious about the pain signals. What exactly are you feeling? Does the pain pulse, or is it static? Does it have a color or a texture? Does it change as you breathe in or out? Imagine relaxing your entire body, allowing these sensations all to be present as a part of that relaxation. Soften into whatever you may feel. Now, shift your attention to your right foot. This may or may not be part of your pain experience. Just notice the sensations of your right foot. Get curious about what you feel there. You can wiggle your toes if you want to. Are the sensations here loud or very quiet? Where are the edges of the sensations that you feel? Is there a movement to these sensations? Do they have a color or a texture? What happens if you consciously relax your right foot? Now let's move to the left foot. What do you feel here? Are the sensations very obvious, or do you have to really listen carefully to your left foot? Wiggle your toes if you want to. Can you feel for the edges of the sensations here? Are they thick, thin, bright, dull? Notice the sensations of your left foot. Relax your left foot a little bit more deeply. Now let's observe the right leg. What do you feel along your entire right leg? Are there areas of the right leg that feel louder, brighter, hotter? Are there areas that are quieter, cooler, or duller? What happens if you allow your entire right leg to relax, to sink into whatever sensations you feel here? Try to notice everything that you feel along this entire right leg. Get curious about what exactly the sensations are and where their edges are. Now let's listen to the left leg. What is happening along the left leg? Give your entire focus to your left leg as you relax this left leg. Are there different sensations that you feel here? Where does each sensation begin and end? Are there words you could use to describe the sensations you feel on your left leg? Now let's move up to the pelvis. This includes your hips, your sacrum, and your genitals. What do you feel here? Can you observe a difference between the right and the left side of your pelvis? Are the sensations different from the front to the back? Can you feel how your pelvis is sitting in space? Is it symmetrical or a little off center? How can you tell? Let your breath move down into your pelvis. See if you can relax all the muscles here. Your hips, your genitals, the lowest part of your belly. Does that change how you feel the sensations here? Do they become louder or quieter? Either is fine, just see if you can continue to relax with the breath and notice the sensations in the pelvis. Do they have a temperature, a texture? Where are their edges? Now let's feel along the back. Can you feel where your back connects to the floor or whatever you're laying on? Can you feel areas of contact? What are the sensations along your lower back? What about your upper back? Are some areas louder and some areas quieter? See if you can listen to both. Can you give words to the sensations that you feel here? Notice how the experience changes if you consciously relax the muscles of your lower back and the muscles of your upper back. Now move your attention into your belly. What do you feel here? As your breath moves in and out, your belly may be moving a little bit too. Do the sensations move too? What can you feel here? Where are the sensations? What is their quality? What words do you have for these sensations? And if you relax a little bit more into what you're feeling here, what happens to your breath? Now let's move to the right shoulder. Relax your right shoulder. Let it sink into the floor. What do you feel here? Is it easy to notice what you feel here, or do you have to pay closer attention to notice the sensations? How do those sensations change when you focus your attention down along your right arm, into your wrist and your hand? What sensations do you feel there? What is the texture, temperature, color, sound? Can you relax even a little bit more? And now let's move to the left side. What do you feel in your left shoulder? Does it feel similar or very different from the right side? Allow your left shoulder to relax, to sink into the floor. Does that change the sensations? What do you feel down your left arm, into your elbow, your wrist, and your hand? What words would you give to the sensations that you feel from your left shoulder down to your left hand? Can you relax a little bit more? Now let's move up to the head. Allow your awareness to roam around the throat, the jaw, the face, the scalp. Can you relax these areas? What is easy to feel? And what requires a little bit more attention? Can you feel your breath in any way in your head? Perhaps you feel it coming in and out of the nose. Do any sensations in this region change with an inhale or an exhale? Can you relax your throat, your jaw, your facial muscles, your scalp, just a little bit more? Now let's see if we can observe the body as a whole, resting here quietly. There may be sensations of pain, but there are many other sensations as well. The pain sensations do not have to overtake the other sensations we also feel. We can remind ourselves that the pain is not a warning signal right now, or at least that there's nothing that we need to. So we can relax into the sensations we feel. We can rest, even with these sensations in the body. Take a few more deep breaths to simply rest and relax. If you'd like to stay here longer, please feel free to do that and enjoy the relaxation. When and if you feel ready to move, you can gently roll over to one side, press up to a seat, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening.